We're a little more than a week away from Election Day, and the campaigns are turning up the heat. My mailbox creaks under the weight of direct mail that arrives every day. The airwaves are filled with advertising. Does it seem that the coffers are bottomless this year, Jack?
Well, it seems like that, especially for the proposals. Now, there have been other years when more was spent on Senate races and more has been spent on presidential races in Michigan than this year, but the spending on these various ballot proposals is just unbelievable. It's $30 million was the last figure I saw, and that was sadly out of date. So, yes, maybe this is one of the few things that will help the poor struggling postal service, but in the meantime, a lot of us are annoyed and a lot of us have gotten a little exercise stepping down to pick these things up that fall out of the mail.
Yeah, no kidding. GM and Ford are feeling the pinch of Europe's lousy economy. How precarious is that situation for a continued recovery of the U.S. automotive industry, Jack?
Well, it doesn't help, Rena. It's odd because there were many years when GM and Ford did well in Europe and were losing in the North American sector, which, of course, is all important. But, of course, Europe has had this euro crisis and the ramifications from the financial crisis in Greece. And overall, plants in Europe are running at only about 68% capacity. They have to run at about 80% for them to be profitable. Ford's announced it's closing a plant in Belgium in a couple of years, and they're very upset that Great Britain is giving subsidies to Peugeot and not to them. So it doesn't help overall the North American market, and probably the growing Asian, especially Chinese market, are more important. But again, it's not a good thing for the automakers.
Well, let the good times and the politics roll in barrooms. The Michigan Liquor Control Commission says it won't enforce a law that prohibited businesses with liquor license to post signs endorsing candidates. Why was that law there in the first place, Jack?
Well, they're throwing me out so fast, Rena, from most barrooms that I didn't get a chance to ask. But, you know, really, I was wondering about this. Michigan also has a law saying it's illegal to use the picture of an ex-dead president in liquor advertising. It's a little grammatically challenged. My guess is this law stems back to 1954, and my guess is that it was at a time when Republicans controlled the legislature. Soapy Williams was the governor, and maybe they felt they didn't want to have soapy signs in barrooms. Or maybe it was felt that political signs in bars might lead to brawls, might lead to people fighting over candidates, which may be the more likely instance. At any rate, this is being seen by everybody as outdated. Not only have they stopped enforcing it, they're going to take steps to repeal it. So sooner or later, Rena, when you run for that office, you can put your picture up in your neighborhood tavern.
I'll drink to that. Thanks, Jack. Have a great weekend.
Well, skull, Rena.